they say good time never lasts, and it's time for me to go again. Again, if you like this kind of music, feel free to tune back into WCD 88.3 FM, and I'll always be here on every Saturday night from 10 PM to 11 PM. So until next time, I hope you have a great rest of your weekend, and as well as a great start of your next week. Until then, I will see you here at WCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
So, if you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
Real products are tested for safety. My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. Blew his chances to play basketball in college.
Go for real.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
trip. The life's fantastic. We was both made of elastic.
Clinic. the truth. While you dig me more than I dig myself. I'm in love with you, cause I got nothing better. Sympathy for any reason to differently. And you smile miles more than I do, so I just bounce me off of you. While you dig me more than I dig myself.
As a public service to the listeners of WRCT, we have compiled a short list of items you should not have in your possession at the present time. 1. A muscle car. 2. A Betamax. 3. Acid-washed anything. 4. A members-only jacket. 5. Stirrup pants. 6. Asbestos. 7. Hummelware. 8. Sweet and Low. 9. Copies of Dynetics or Megatrends. And 10. A radio not tuned to 88.3 FM. If you do have any of these items, WRCT suggests you get with the program.
Sky cracks open, the walls falling through the floor. Just as well to keep it a guessing game in store. You're with me now, we'll be again. Other points in between. Cool, cool mornings turn the days to swim or sink. Living right is easy. What goes wrong, you're causing it. To drown. Didn't want to turn that way, you're causing it. To drown. Doesn't make a difference now, you're causing it. To drown. Silence knows can't drown hard. Happenstance is falling through the cracks each day. Too close now to change it. Whose goal is lighter anyway? When in doubt, move on. No need to sort it out. You're with me now. We'll be again. Other points in between. I want to find the right side. Living right is easy. What goes wrong, you're causing it. To drown. Didn't want to turn that way, you're causing it. To drown. Doesn't make a difference now, you're causing it. To drown. Silence knows, can't drown. What goes wrong, you're causing it to drown. Didn't want to turn that way, you're causing it to drown. It doesn't make a difference now, you're causing it to drown. Silence knows, can't drown.
Tell it to him, leave me alone. Tell it to the judge on Sunday. You can call. Monday. Tell it to the judge on Sunday. Tell it to the judge on Sunday. Tell it to the judge on Sunday. Tell it, tell it, tell it, tell it.
Shot my woman down, went right home, and I went to bed. I stuck that loving 44 beneath my head. Got up next morning, and I grabbed my gun. I took a shot of cocaine, and away I run. Made a good run, but I run too slow. They overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico. Laid in the hot joint, taking a pill. In walked the sheriff from the Jericho Hill. He said, Willie Lee, your name is not Jack Brown. You're the dirty hack that shot your woman down. Yes, oh yes, my name is Willie Lee. If you've got a warrant, just read it to me. Shot her down.
she made me slow. I thought I was her daddy, but she had five more. Train and they took me back. Had no friend for to go my bail. They slapped my daughter carcass in that county jail. The next morning, about a 9:30, I spied a sheriff coming down the line. He kind of coughed as he cleared his throat. He said, "Come on, you dirty hack, to the district court." Into the courtroom my trial began, where I was held by 12 honest men. Just before the jury started out, I saw that dirty judge commence to look about. About 5 minutes in walked a man, holding the verdict in his right hand. The verdict read in the first degree. I hollered, "Lordy, Lordy, have mercy on me." The judge smiled as he picked up his pen. 99 years in the Folsom State Pen. 99 years underneath that ground. I can't forget the day I shut that bad bitch down. Come on, you gotta listen unto me. Lay off that whiskey and let that cocaine be. Sue it!
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Mom, when you teach the road,
Unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for. Harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet. Or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community, at local pharmacies or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
You are listening to the Viva La Mock radio program here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. Each and every week at this time, I do this thing called the Mock, where I take a word, artist, performer, theme, and I play some cover songs, tribute songs. I call it the Mock that relate to that theme. Tonight's mocking is singer-songwriter Bobby Russell, but before I get to the mock, I want to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, they're located in Millvale. They're open 7 days a week, and they provide new and used records and CDs. They're family-owned and operated. They pay for quality records and CDs with no collection too big, no collection too small. That's Attic Records in Millvale. You can reach them at 412-821-8484. Let's get into this this Bobby Russell mock, if we could. And you're thinking, I'm still trying to figure out who Bobby Russell is. And up until about a week ago, I was trying to figure out who Bobby Russell was. But I figured it out. That's how I discovered him. He was an American singer-songwriter who had actually five singles in the country charts between 1966 and 1973. But he wrote a ton of songs that other performers did, hence the songwriter element of his title. Also, from 72 to 74, he was married to Vicki Lawrence. So think of what her big hit was. And it wasn't the theme to Mama's Family. Think of what her big hit was, and you're like, oh, wait, did Bobby write that? He may have. But I'm actually going to start the mock off with a song performed by Vicki Lawrence, performed by his ex-wife. Was not his ex-wife at the time. That was originally a hit for Bobby Bear. So let's kick off the mock with some Vicki Lawrence. And let's turn Bobby down. Vicki Lawrence. For a while we helped each other out, the name of the track. It's a Bobby Russell mock.
Remember when I saw you standing, slightly crying and empty-handed, with no one that you could call your own? Looking up to something somewhere, praying for life with no despair, begging that the world leave you alone. Well, I guess I shouldn't have bought it in, but it looked as though you could use a friend. And I'd lost one myself and was looking about. Remember, it was kind of crazy. I held my hand out, you took it, baby, and for a while we helped each other out. Remember how I tried. Every tear that you cried, and I gave you love to trust beyond a doubt. Whenever I was down, you made me laugh, brought me around, baby. For a while we helped each other out. Then early one day in the morning sun, that time came, we knew it'd come.
when in our hearts there was love no more. I guess we're just two of that kind that look for love but never find the love in mind that we were looking for. But I always have a warm spot for you, 'cause at one time I adored you, and if I pass this way again, I'll shout. It may be a year before I come through, but when I do, I'll call on you, 'cause at one time we helped each other out. Oh, it may be a year before I come through, but when I do, I'll call on you, 'cause at one time we helped each other out. La 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 la.
Talk it out, but now he's gone and I must mark it out. Now he's gone and I must do without all the love that I can't live without. But I let him all, I did him wrong.
They come warming up. I hear the pitter-patter little people on the living room rug. Woe is me, there goes the TV.
Now it's Popeye and Pluto, Batman and Bozo. Don't spill the cornflakes, they'll break for lunch break. Bridge with the girls till 11 o'clock, and I got to bed late. Now my head's about to pop in Saturday morning confusion. If you think you can sleep, it's illusion, 'cause you'll probably get a rude intrusion from Harry the Doll. Harry the Dog is as big as can be, and Harry the Dog had puppies last week. We couldn't tell if it's a he or a she, now we know. It's a Saturday morning confusion. If I could just get to the bathroom and get a cold rag and an aspirin to help how I feel. Well, here come the twins and they're screaming at me. What is the deal? Who turned off the TV? Go ask your father and quietly, your mother is ill. There he is, Cousin Jack. He's got our leaf rake toolkit, that's it, till we get it all back. Hanging round our yard, snooping in our garage. I tolerate him because he's my cousin, he's nice to the kids, and Harry just loves him. It's Saturday morning confusion. If I could just hide in the attic, 'cause I can hear the kids yell and take us all to the show. Well, I'll take the whole neighborhood to the show. I'll just walk out and back where the money tree grows and grab me a handful and off to the show we'll go. It's Saturday morning confusion. If I could just get a transfusion, or maybe go hide in the bedroom till 5 o'clock. Well, let it be known that at 5 the TV is gonna be tuned to what I wanna see, and that goes for dogs and twins and the whole family. It's a Saturday morning confusion. It's a Saturday morning confusion. Day is done. Cousin Jack in his yard cooking steaks on a grill that we'll never get back. The twins in front of the TV, Harry with his family. Sis on her date, pop at the door, smiles as he surveys the sight. For the first time today, the kingdom is quiet. Lord, let us thank you for Saturdays, and may they remain my friends, 'cause I love them so long. Keep me strong till they're grown, and next Saturday then we'll do it again. When here they come, warming up, I hear the pitter-patter little people on the living room floor.
Up in the morning with with my hair down and my eyes, and she says hi. And I stumble to the breakfast table while the kids are going off to school goodbye. And she reaches out and takes my hand, squeezes it, and says,
"How you feeling,
Hans?" And I look across at smiling lips that warm my heart and see my morning sun. And if that's not loving me, then all I gotta say, oh, God didn't make little green apples, and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. And there's no such thing as Dr. Seuss, Disneyland, Mother Goose is no nursery rhyme. God didn't make little green apples, and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. And when myself is feeling low, I think about her face aglow to ease my mind. Sometimes I call up at home, knowing she's busy.
She's busy.
And ask if she could get away and meet me and grab a bite to eat.
A bite to eat.
And she drops what she's doing and hurries down to meet me, and I'm always. Sits waiting patiently, smiles when she first sees me, 'cause she's made that way. If that's not loving me, all I gotta say, God didn't make little green apples, it don't snow Minneapolis when the winter comes. There's no such thing as make-believe, puppy dogs, autumn leaves, and BB guns. God didn't make little green apples, and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime.
Gone, and he thought he'd stop at Webb's and have him a drink before he went home to her. Andy Warhol said hello, and he said, "Hi, what's doing, whoa?" Said, "Sit down, I got some bad news and it's gonna hurt. I'm your best friend and you know that's right, but your young bride ain't home tonight. Since you've been gone, she's been seeing that Amos boy, Seth." Well, he got mad and he saw red, and Andy said, "Boy, don't you lose your head, 'cause to tell you the truth, I've been with her myself." And that's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. I don't trust your soul to no backwoods southern lawyer.
Cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hands. Well, then he got scared and left the bar, walking on home cause he didn't live far. See, and he didn't have many friends, and he just lost him one. Well, brother thought his wife must have left town, so he went home and finally found the only thing Papa had left him, and that was a gun. Then he went off to Andy's house, slipping through the backwoods quiet as a mouse. Came upon some tracks too small for Andy to make. He looked through the screen at the back porch door. He saw Andy lying on the floor in a puddle of blood, and he started to shake. Well, the Georgia patrol was making their rounds, so he fired a shot just to flag them down. A big-bellied sheriff grabbed his gun and said, "Why'd you do it?" Well, the judge said guilty in a make-believe trial. Slapped the sheriff on the back with a smile. Said, "Supper's waiting at home, and I gotta get to it." And that's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. And that's the night that they hung an innocent man. I don't trust your soul to no backwoods southern lawyer, cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hand. Well, they hung my brother before I could say the tracks he saw while on his way to Andy's house and back that night were mine. And his cheating wife had never left town, and that's one body that'll never be found. See, little sister don't miss when she aims her gun. And that's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. And that's the night that they hung an innocent man. I don't trust your soul to no backwoods southern lawyer, cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hands.
Vic Chestnut tackling the Bobby Russell Penn tune, The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia, a hit for Bobby's then-wife, Vicki Lawrence, back in 1972. Vic Chestnut actually did his version in 1995. Before Vic Chestnut, how about when people were shorter and lived near water? You're like, what? That's the name of the band. They put out an album called Bobby. It wasn't about Bobby Russell. It was about Bobby Goldsboro. But Bobby Russell wrote a few songs that Bobby Goldsboro had some hits with. So one of those songs was the song Honey, which twofold. One is I played before the Vic Chestnut, and two is in my background right now.
Then the first snow came and she
the original version.
To brush the snow away.
Yeah, back in 1989, so those guys did that. So that was kind of fun.
Came running in.
O.C. Smith before that doing Little Green Apples. Now, O.C. Smith had a hit with it, and a lot of people are like, oh, that was the hit, but no. Again, first release stateside, I think, was Bobby Goldsboro, but Roger Miller is credited as the first release of that song. He released it in the U.K. back in 1968. Same year that O.C. Smith did, too, but Little Green Apples. Also played some Carol Burnett in that set of music with a Saturday Morning Confusion. Bobby Russell, the songwriter, released it back in 1971, but Carol Burnett did a version in 1972. Kelly Hogan and the Pine Valley Cosmonauts gave us Sudden Stop, a song that was a hit for Percy Sledge back in 1968. Again, written by Bobby Russell, and starting things off, Bobby Russell's penned tune, "For a While We Helped Each Other Out," as sung by his now ex-wife, Vicki Lawrence. Now, Bobby Russell released it back in 1966, and Vicki Lawrence released it back in 1973. So that was a Bobby Russell mock. Thank you so much for tuning in for the mock and hanging out and finding out who is Bobby Russell. Do I know? It doesn't matter if you know. You just want love. It's all about love. It's all about love. Hey, I am the Mockster. My name is Paul. Speaking of love, you know what I love? Do you know what I love?
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Yeah, what do I love? I love the shoes. I love the shoes I'm wearing. I love the shoes you're wearing. I just love shoes in general. Joe, I saw him recently, him and his lovely wife, Judy. And Joe said, I would have loved to have seen the shoes. Me too.
You're listening to An Experiment with Time on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
a time in my life. This story goes to tell you of a time in my life when nobody else cared for me. Everything was against me, no money, no wife, but just an old and heartbroken guitar. Oh yes, no one to assist me, no friends did come my way, neither brothers nor cousins did come my way, no promise in my favor did ever come. I was tempted to put on some